Okay, so we can all come back to class here. here I have a question. Hey, Cedric, I've been wanting to ask this question for some time. Every time I sit to do the practice, I fall asleep when I am, even when I'm well rested. Can you share what it could be? Thank you. All right, so this is a common thing that people experience in meditation. Drowsiness is very common. So I just want to first normalize this issue, and then it does get easier over time. And then the other thing that you can do is you can literally stand up. So you can do your meditation standing up. You can drink some coffee, some tea beforehand. Also, it can help to imagine that you're in a small, well-lit room. It's like you're in like a very small space. It's really well lit. That can also help kind of rouse the mind. Also, taking the tongue and pushing it up, kind of towards the nose, so up towards the palate of the mouth, can also be very stimulating. Taking a bunch of deep breaths is also helpful. So that's what I would recommend. Alrighty, cool. So today, what I'd like to do is basically do exactly go over the same material that we did last week. And then I'll just kind of share that going through and kind of like imagining each one of the modes like really had a very strong impact on me as well. And so I'm just kind of excited about it. So that's
Yeah.
basically the long and the short of it. Oh, Ray, were you going to say something?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize I was unmuted. I was just gonna agree. I
Oh,
was
yeah,
like,
sure.
yes, when you said we're gonna do the same thing, I'm like, all right.
Cool. Okay. All right. Yeah, okay, great. So let's jump into it. So I'll do a screen share. Okay, so then again, this is the same material as last week. So and here I just want to reiterate the six types of mentalization. So identification. And just to reiterate, we're going to be doing each one of these with the when we're going through all like whatever it is, like 25 of these modes. So identification. And like what does this mean? This means it's like, oh yeah. This mental state arises for you and you catch it. You're like, aha, okay, here I am. I'm in my little like petulant child mode, or I'm in my like detached protector mode where I've like shut down all my feelings. Relating variables. Like this is like it's like, oh yeah, I get into this mode and then I see how like I'm gonna kind of like, you know, can like if I get into my detached protector mode, like people notice and people are less likely to come and interact with me. Okay, so that's relating variables. Differentiation. This is just understanding that, and like in a sense, this is related to decentration, right? Differentiation, decentration. So my thoughts are just thoughts and have no direct impact on the world. Like so, you know, like okay, this worry that I'm having is, you know, it's just this internal arising, and it might not have any effect on the world. In a sense, that's just seeing a mental state as a mental state. Integration. So this is like, can you make a coherent narrative that makes sense out of your experiences? Like, oh yeah, when I was at that event, somebody said something that was triggering, and then so then what I did was I went into my normal, well-practiced afflictive mind state of derogating, of like putting other people down and putting down like social events, like, oh yeah, this guy sucks, these social events suck. And again, so it's like you see how like there's this kind of causal pattern that unfolds around mental states. Decentration, I think, is the easiest one to understand. Wait a second here, I lost it. Okay, so it's just like just understanding that something might not have to do with you. This is generally lacking in people with insecure attachment, and then especially like people with full-on personality disorders. You see this like especially something like narcissistic personality disorder or antisocial personality disorder. Mastery. So then this is the ability to kind of work with your mental state in such a way to get emotionally regulated. It's like, oh yeah, I see that this person is being really grumpy. Oh, okay, you know what? I know this person's history. Like they told me earlier, they slept very poorly. Also, they've had a kind of difficult life and are going through a lot of life stressors. You know what? I can let this go. Okay, good. And then let me also just make a mention about mentalization generally. I think that all of these afflictive schemas and all of these afflictive modes, when they are triggered, and you're in one, when you're kind of like run by one of your schemas or you're acting out one of your modes, necessarily there is a constriction of consciousness. There is this like narrowing down, and you kind of get into this fixed, decontextualized way of being. So, and I would like kind of like, I'll probably add to this. So it's like, I think there's another level of mentalization, which I think I go into it in the next slide, is like this awake awareness piece, this quality of like open peripheral awareness that can let anything and everything in. And that's really important because the way that these schemas and modes get triggered is like you don't let any other information in. You really focus down. You know exactly how everything is. And this kind of open, broad awareness piece allows for information to come in that will disconfirm the schema and show you that the mode, in fact, is not obligatory and that you're free. Okay, good. So just to reiterate, we'll go through all these modes, and then we'll do the kind of schema repatterning meditation, like eliciting out the schema, bring it all into consciousness, and then repatterning it. So, okay, let's go ahead and start settling in. Pushing the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Let's just take a few deep breaths. Do that at your own pace. Good. Now we'll do a body scan. To feel the feet, legs, and hips. And the feet, legs, and hips start relaxing without any intention, without any straining. And now feeling the abdomen rise and fall. You know, feeling the chest expand and contract. Not feeling the shoulders and upper back. And now I feel the arms and hands. Now feel the head, neck, and face. Now take a deep, deep breath and feel the whole body all at once. Now exhale, feeling the whole body exhale all at once. Okay. And now what we'll do is we'll do about 1 minute of noting emotions in the body. This will really help us stay connected and embodied during the meditation. Have attention rest in the body and just simply name any sensation with a emotional feeling and then name it with the emotional feeling. So like sadness, upset, ease, etc. If you can notice where it is in the body. Keep naming the emotions in the body. Good. Now what we'll do is now we'll reinforce the imaginal parents. Take about 5 minutes with that, and then we'll get into going through the modes. Okay. So now, imagine easy to love object. This will be either a child below the age of 5, or an animal like a pet. So imagine them there. And now bring up a smile. And now feel the smile in your whole body. And feel into this quality of receptivity and responsiveness, openness towards the beloved. See yourself looking at the beloved eye to eye. They're looking back at you. And you can also use a mantra at this point. May you be safe and happy. May you be safe and happy. May you be safe and happy. See how you delight in the beloved. Just to see their face, it's such a joy. And it brings about this smile on your face. May you be safe and happy. You can imagine that you're holding the beloved, comforting the beloved, being physically affectionate with the beloved. And now imagine that the beloved is having some sort of difficulty, some sort of suffering or pain. And now see how you understand exactly what's happening, what's going on for the beloved. And now move to comfort, to soothe, to console. See how you lean in, you might tilt the head, nod sweetly. You might mirror back a little bit of the emotion that you see on the face of the beloved. But then underneath that, it's just love and the desire that they are well and happy and that they move through this suffering. Go ahead and develop that scene now. And now imagine that the beloved is starting to feel better. And now notice how that just makes you smile. That they've moved through their suffering. And now feel into this pride that you feel towards them. And now start admiring their good qualities. See their character strengths. Now that brings a big smile. Okay, good. Now, you take the position of the beloved, but as a child, and imagine now that in the place that you had occupied are imaginal parents. You can use like a perfect nurturer. So these imaginal parents are ideal in every way, not based on anybody that you know. And now also a reminder, it's not important that the visualization be totally crisp and clear. What matters more is the felt sense. So now, have the imaginal parents wish you well, wish you safety and happiness, comfort you, support you. Develop that scene now. also notice how these parents are totally trustworthy. You're totally safe. Totally at ease. Now also see how they really understand what's happening, how they're so attentive. You feel some sadness, they see that. If you feel joy, they see that. And they encourage you along the way. Now imagine some sort of upset. Imagine that you're upset about something, that there's some sort of suffering in your life. And now the imaginal parents see that. They lean in, tilt the head, say, oh, what's happening? How can we help? And of course, they move to comfort you. Maybe they're physically affectionate with you in a way that's supportive. Go ahead and see that now. Also, really see how, due to their attentiveness, you feel totally seen, totally attuned with. They really get you. They help you feel that your emotional experience is valid, it's meaningful, it's okay. Good. So go ahead and dissolve that scene. And now we'll get into the modes. Okay. So now we'll go through the list of the modes. Okay. So there, we'll start with the healthy adult mode. So now bring to mind what your healthy adult mode feels like. Feel it in the body, feel it in the mind. Let the image thoughts, auditory thoughts arise that are associated with this mode. Notice how also your mentalization abilities are intact and functioning in this mode. There's this quality of seeing context. But now go ahead and feel into the mode. You feel capable. Able to handle your life. Also able to connect with others. Also notice how in this adult mode, that you expect to elicit from the world the responses that you desire. See how others respond to you in the way that you want. Go ahead and see that now. Notice how there's a sense of capability, strength, confidence, competence. There's a sense of self-respect. Okay. And now let's get into healthy child modes. So now imagine yourself like a happy, contented child. Really notice what this feels like. What are the body sensations? What are the image thoughts? What are the auditory thoughts, the internal talk that arise for you when you're in this mode? See how you're very interested, you're at ease. It's easy to connect with others. Others want to connect with you. Now imagine an exploratory child or creative child, authentic child. So in this mode, your childlike wonder is totally intact. You're so interested in the world. So much potential and possibility. Also, you know that things will unfold beautifully for you. See that now. And now imagine a connection-seeking child. So here you look for and you expect to connect. Connect with others. So this is, you know, the attachment mechanism is going off. And it's, there's no anxiety, there's no dismissal. So see yourself connecting easily, lovingly, joyfully with others. Okay, good. Now we're going to start getting into the more problematic modes. So first, imagine your vulnerable child mode. This is a very important mode. This is where the schemas are felt in a kind of unfiltered way. And this is where we do a lot of the work for the repatterning or the disconfirmation. So imagine yourself as a vulnerable child. Maybe you want to even feel into one of your schemas, like maybe defectiveness and shame, abuse and mistrust, social isolation, abandonment and instability. So feel into your vulnerable child. And just really feel into this. What is this like for you? What are the image thoughts that come up? What are the body sensations? What is the internal talk that arises? Just see this clearly. Okay, now feel into the abandoned child. So in a sense, this is the vulnerable child, but just feeling the schema of abandonment and instability. That's right. Notice what that feels like. And now also notice that the desire to emotionally regulate out of this state likely arises very strongly. Seeing this is important. Okay. And now let's move on to the abused child. So basically, this is a vulnerable child, but experiencing the abuse and mistrust schema. Now here also have a sense of compassion towards yourself and others that experience this mode. This is such a hard way to be. Okay, now let's move on to the humiliated or shamed child. Oh, there's something wrong with me. So feel the body. Notice what the mind is like. Notice the image thoughts and internal talk that happens when you're in your humiliated or shamed child mode. Like, you know, there's this internalized rejection. So for me, it feels also quite helpless. It's like, oh, there's something wrong with me. I expect rejection and I can't even ask for any help. Just see that very clearly. Okay, and now let's move on to the dependent child. So here, this child doesn't know how to explore, doesn't know how to go out and do what it wants. And it's also probably quite afraid of abandonment and feels quite incompetent to feel into this. Okay, and now feel into the angry child, unsocialized child. Enraged child. There might be an element of like not like being out of control, also being very helpless in the anger. Okay. And now this, the following child mode, I think it's really helpful to understand and feel into. So the impulsive or undisciplined child mode. Just by really seeing this mode, I think we can bring about more mastery in our lives. So, okay, undisciplined, impulsive child mode. What does that look like for you? What does that feel like for you? What image thoughts, what internal talk arises for you in this mode? See the scenes play out when this mode is active. Impulsive and undisciplined. Feel into that. Good. Now we're going to move into the three overarching coping modes. So these are going to fall into the categories of surrender modes, avoidant modes, and overcompensation modes. But we'll start with the surrender modes. So imagine, so these are not child modes. And then we typically get into these coping modes in response to the schemas. And actually, let's go about this another way. Let's start with the overcompensation modes. So imagine your attention and approval seeker mode. What does that feel like in the body? What are the image thoughts and internal talk that arise around this? Is there a scene that plays out when you're in this mode? Investigate all of this. Now, imagine yourself aggrandizer mode. So kind of where you puff yourself up, kind of tell yourself that you're better than others. So feel into that. And also feel how somehow or another unsettled and uncomfortable that is. When you're in your self-aggrandizer mode, what does the body feel like? What image thoughts and internal talk arise? What mental states arise? What scenes start playing out in the mind? Oh, I know better. I'm better. Feel into that. Okay. Now, feel into your over-controller perfectionistic mode. Things have to be just so. Also, it can be a bit of a kind of ultimate arrogant quality. It's like, I know how things need to be. They need to be my way. They need to be just right. There's likely some anxiety associated with this mode. So feel this in the body, bring up the image thoughts and auditory thoughts. So now bring up your self-improvement mode. It might be based on defectiveness and shame or even social isolation, and that you're kind of pushing that away. And you're going to be better than that. You're going to rise above it. And there's this kind of neurotic, clingy quality to this. What does the body feel like in this self-improvement mode? What image thoughts arise? What internal talk arises? I must get better. I must do more. Okay. And now imagine your anti-social mode. This one's quite uncomfortable. So imagine your bully and attack mode. It's very related. Conning and manipulative mode. Do you have that in you? What scenes play out? What image thoughts arise? What internal talk arises? How do you feel when you're in your conning and manipulative mode? Also, see how it really feels quite terrible. Also, see how others are repelled by you when you're in this state. To be clear, we're not trying to get rid of this, we're not judging it, but we are trying to see it clearly. It's like, wow, this mode of being really causes a lot of suffering, which is okay. We're just seeing that as it is. Okay. Now we're going to go to our avoidant modes. The first is detached protector. This is when you're really emotionally shut down. So you kind of, there's a little bit of like a bit of a zombie quality. Feel into what that feels like. What does the body feel like? For me, it's like I feel nothing. What image thoughts arise? What internal talk arises? Okay. Now let's move on to the spaced out protector. This is more of like a dissociated state. What does that feel like for you? And these might be kind of quite unclear. And these avoidant modes, I think, are a little bit harder to feel because they're all about not feeling. So you're like feeling into a numbness, which is kind of tricky. So be patient with yourself. So spaced out protector. So dissociated protector. What does that feel like in the body? What image thoughts and internal talk arise? Also notice how confusing this is. Notice how you can't connect with anybody when you're in this state. Others might not know how to interact with you. Okay, and now feel into the detached self soother. So this is where, you know, you're kind of using, you're doing some sort of activity to mood alter. This is like, you know, watching Netflix, maybe mindlessly scrolling the internet mindlessly, drinking alcohol, smoking marijuana, doing drugs. So feel what this feels like. In the body, in the mind, what are the image thoughts, the internal talk that arises? Okay, and now feel into your angry protector. So now this is like more of kind of conveying a anger, a displeasure. And it's not a child mode, but rather it serves to kind of keep people out and keep your emotions repressed. So you don't feel the pain of your schemas. Okay. And now we're going to move into the surrender modes. We'll start with compliant surrenderer. This is where you kind of surrender to the pain of the schemas. You surrender to your difficult situation. You resign. I also feel how like this is a very low energy state. It's like, oh, I can't do anything. There's this like helplessness. Why bother trying to change anything? Why bother standing up for myself? What does this feel like in the body, feel like in the mind? What image thoughts arise? And now, the self-pity victim, surrender mode. What does this feel like? Really recognize the signature of the mode. Okay, good. Now we'll move on to the maladaptive parent modes or internalized parent voice modes. Also, these are called intrajects. And what makes these modes different is that there's this like kind of feels like you have two people inside of you. It's like there's this parent voice speaking to your normal self. So there's like this kind of quality of almost like a dialogue. The punitive parent voice. What does that feel like for you? Sure, it feels great. Oh, you made a mistake. You should actually be punished. Anything bad that you have coming to you, you deserve it. So see that, feel into that. Now, demanding parent voice. It's like you just need to do more. It's not enough. Can't take a break. Something bad will happen if you take a break. Your standards have to be really high, and we're watching you. Now really feel this in the body. What's the internal talk and image thoughts that arise here? Okay. And now the last one, guilt-inducing parent voice. You should really care for others more. You shouldn't take this for yourself. You're being selfish. Don't you care about others? Okay, good. And letting that go. So now we're done with the meditation. I do need to leave right at the top of the hour, but what was that like? How did that go for y'all? We can take like questions or comments.
Yeah, Cedric, Vera.
Hey, Vera.
How are you?
Good.
I think it looks a lot of things at a time.
Oh, yeah. Access. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but I think you're invoking all things that we need to process.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully, we'll be able to heal, get to them eventually.
Yep. You go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, so I noticed, so I noticed two things. It was difficult for me to keep the different, like,
yeah,
child modes out of each other. You know, the shame child, the abandoned child, like they all kind of felt the same. It felt like this huge ball of an interwoven stuff.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. Another thing that stood out for me is like that might be potentially riskful for me, that I would somehow reframe, is like okay, there's one health, like there are two healthy modes, or like, okay, like,
yeah,
how many, two or three healthy child modes, one healthy adult mode,
yeah,
and then there's all these like pathological dysfunctional modes,
right?
Like I really had, like, during the meditation I really started asking myself, like, oh my god, like, there's much more brokenness to me than like healthiness, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, oh, it's really, really important to look at this in a balanced way, you know?
Right.
Well, and that, I do need to run in 1 second, but two comments. One is that's totally common about like it's all mixed together. And then these modes like are really like not clear. And these are just like little handles to like understand it. It's not like some sort of deep truth. And then the other thing is that actually one of the things I'm going to work on is like actually going into like into all the details of like the healthy adult mode and the healthy child modes. I'm going to like really expand that. But yeah. But I'm afraid I do need to run. We got to do the book club. All right. See y'all in a week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya, Cedric. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.